BOE 2023 back in session. We have BOE 182, Dwayne and Charlotte. You have, you want us to look at classification and valuation.
Those are two of the issues.
Okay, and what are you currently classified as?
Well, according to the last sheet I got, it's a C minus.
I'm talking about the
residential.
You're residential?
Yes, okay. Sir.
And you're talking about whether you're...
Well, this has hopped all over the place, Mr. Ickers.
Okay.
We were a D for some time, and then I think in 2021 we were a D, and I have changed, you know, I added on to my house in 2005.
Okay.
But the rest of it hasn't been remodeled or anything, and we're it's my understanding when those are built, which was in 1990, the classification it's given then, unless you do a total remake, should stay where it's at. It went to it stayed a D, and then it went to a C. It went to a C and then back to a D plus. I think the present time, it's a D plus.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's just... I'd like to remain on my classification the way I am. I had a little question on the value of the land. Now, that's probably not to do anything with the classification of the home. That was raised from 20,000 to 30,000. A couple of years ago, I had a lot down on Foggy River that was I sold for $20,000, and I talked to Mr. I think Sappington is his name. He was gonna file an appeal on it. They have it at $60,000, but it looked to me like talking to my neighbors, they just took a block and went from $20,000 to $30,000 on the property. Everybody got the same, and I don't know if
in the neighborhood, you mean?
Yeah, it
okay.
was, and we are in a, we have a homeowners association, but we do not have, we don't have a homeowners association, but we have a covenants,
okay.
Which means nothing. On my little cards I get, I think you've got a copy of those. Really, lately, I haven't had any 2 years that are even the same. You can see there where my taxes. My new card was a raise of $611. Now, this leads me to pass the classification, pass the land value into a floodplain. Now, two of you gentlemen, with the exception of you, Ms. Moore, voted to... This is either my third or fourth rodeo on this.
Is this down...
it's off...
Fish Club?
Yeah, it's off of River Point Road.
Yeah.
You had given me at one time 30 and then they backed off to 25% because it's in a floodplain. It was not when I purchased the property. That changed after those floods in the teens. And I had a letter from Mr. Grady stating that it affects the sale of the house. We did have a sale just off on Acacia Club and River Point, and I asked she was selling it for her mother, and I said, how much does this make a difference? And she said, we've had a dozen people walk out the door when they found it was in a floodplain. They didn't want any part of it. So that being said, I've had water up on the side of my house. I have not had water in my house, but it's come that close. And I don't take flood insurance. My home is paid for. My neighbor across the street's been flooded 3 times. His flood insurance was $14,000 this year, and he got it back down to $8,000. So that being said, unless somebody has cash money to buy the property, where they don't have to buy in flood insurance, it's kind of a crapshoot. And I don't know where this has been dropped off a couple times is flood insurance. I don't know how you can do that, Susan. After they rule on it and you do it, can you explain that to me?
We're going to let the assessor respond in just a minute, but I just want to make sure that I hear everything that you've got to say on this.
Okay. In all due respect, things kind of started going pop when this COVID thing come around. And the paperwork I've got in the last 2 or 3 years has kind of not only confused me, but after I met with Susan a couple weeks ago, I went next door to the collector's office and I asked her, I said, how many current delinquent real estate properties do you have right now? And she said 5,100. And so after I was up here last week, I went back in to check to see, and she said they have 567 properties on sheriff's sale right now. Whether that's gained in the last week or two, I can't tell you. With those numbers, I think the appraisals are just, I think, what can I say? You know, we got to put a stop to some of this, or we're going to be I'm retired, I've got my Social Security, and basically that's about it. I don't even insure my house because it's a log house, and finding an insurance company to insure a log house is pretty tough, and that's going to be high too. So I'm basically self-insured on that. And do you have anything you want to add to that, Charlie? This is my wife, Charlie. Anything you want to add or subtract or?
No. We can't understand what all the fluctuations are and why they are happening. And considering what's happening within the state as far as senior citizens and what the talk is about making it so it is stationary and we don't have to do it anymore, and the number of states that are moving in that direction as well to take care of us. You know, I get a sense, and that Susan has said that she was for the people. Well, we are the people. So that's kind of what we look at. And the demographics, you know, there's a lot of senior citizens that live basically in our neighborhood, and you guys, I feel like that they're support of that and keep us here. So we went through this in Kansas, and Kansas, they really taxed people out of there. And we're seeing that in California as well. So, and we don't want to get into that. Our goal is to be in our home until we die, and we've had that set up. So we're gonna, you know, try to fight so we can stay there, and that's our ultimate goal at this particular point in time.
I understand.
I'd like to add one other thing. We're not asking for a free ride by no means.
Sure.
I want to pay my fair share of taxes, but I want to pay more. We're in a what I call a bubble now. There's people want to move down there. They're paying astronomical prices for lots they can't even build a house on. And a lot of them are putting a concrete slab in. They're going to put a motorhome in and this and that. But I look at my sheet, and 90% of my taxes go to schools.
They do.
I put my kids through school. They've got college educations, and I think probably that being said, you know, if we took the school deal out of it, that would be a big lump. I did talk to the superintendent of schools in Hollister, and Susan kind of threw him under the bus with the mill levy, and he said, no, it's on assessments. That's what your taxes are based on, are assessments. So we've got people throwing back and forth, and I don't care what you guys, you know, as far as whose fault it is. I just want closure on it that I can live with, and I'm just asking the board to put me back to 2022 at $1,531 and leave it there, not keep taking my floodplain away from me, because I can't change that. I can do nothing with that.
Okay, let me make sure I understand on the on the appraised value. I understand your tax bill went up, but on the appraised value, it's 213,001. That's not something that you're contesting. You think the property's worth?
Well,
it's worth at least 213.
My appraised value from 2000 and I think the class is what's raised it, because he went from 146,000 to 156,000 on appraised value, but the classification I think is what kicked that $611 up there.
And we're going to talk about that in a second. I just want to make sure, just to kind of narrow this down, do you think that the 213 is higher than the value of your home?
Well, I could probably get more. I could get less. I don't think that's, you know.
I'm just, when we're dealing, we have to deal first with the appraised value.
213 is twice of what I paid for it, okay?
Yep,
and then
back.
I added on.
Right.
So if you want to, you know, the house isn't for sale.
Right.
It's in an estate, and my children will be the ones to decide it. There is legislation right now, Bill 190, I believe. You probably know about that. That has to be ratified for the county commissioners. And from what I've talked to people around, they say that won't happen. So, and that basically locked in, it's my understanding, for 62 or older, that locks in what you're paying for property taxes. Is that
right.
Correct?
I'm not sure what the exact language of that is. I know, all I know from our standpoint is it's not a law yet, so we can't.
Well, I understood the government was going to sign it.
Until it is, yeah. We can't really use it. But.
Well, I understood the governor was going to sign it. And, you know, I guess law isn't law. But that being said, I don't know what to expect. I guess that's where I'm saying.
Understand. And I... You're not the only one to come up here and talk about this, believe me, and you're not alone in your concern. I know that there's been a lot of raised. Everybody up here has also had theirs raised too. So
I think we're in a bubble, you know. But it could go either way.
Yeah,
there could be a lot of houses for sale on the market for a lot less than they are, you know.
Sure. I want to take this, and are you finished? Is there anything else?
Sure, okay. Go ahead.
I want to take this in pieces. One is, can you explain this is one of the first ones we ever had with the D and C, whatever rating.
Okay, so a D house, the reason you went from a C to a D plus, but you were a D at the beginning, we reassessed Hollister. I had a guy out there working with us, and he just accidentally put C on it. But a house that is a D is an average house. It has vinyl siding, with no fancy, not even a ribbon of stone around it. It's usually a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch that with a garage. That's a D. That's average. A D plus, you've added stonework. As you said yourself, you have log. You have some better quality things, which is what puts you up at the D plus level. Plus, as you said, you have done some remodeling, some extras on your property. And so, again, we went out and we assessed everybody in your neighborhood, the whole neighborhood. We tried to concentrate on the whole Hollister School District because, as I've said before, the thought was is that way they can't deny the fact that they have to roll the levy back. In the same vein, if you look at the properties around you, the people that are actually on the list.